The INLA's political wing has blamed a breakaway group for the murder of Mary McGlinchey in her home just across the border in the Irish Republic. Mrs. McGlinchey had been living quietly in a local authority housing estate in the town of Dundalk after her husband Dominic McGlinchey was jailed for 10 years in the Republic. The former INLA leader was described by police as the most wanted terrorist in Ireland while on the run. Last night, Mary McGlinchey was cornered in the bathroom of her home and shot dead by gunmen in front of her two young sons. Police in Dundalk believe the killing is linked to a split in the ranks of the terrorist movement, a view supported by the IRSP, INLA's political wing. Spokesman Kevin McQuillan.
We could quite clearly state that we would lay the blame for this brutal murder at the door of the so-called IPLO, one of the factions of these dissident groupments, and would state now that we believe that not only are they directing themselves in an onslaught against our organisation, but that there is quite clearly shown by the callousness of their actions and their complete sort of lack of scruples that there is British intelligence involvement somewhere upon the concerning the targeting of people to be murdered.
Tonight, however, a man claiming to represent the breakaway IPLO denied involvement in the murder. Meanwhile, Dominic McGlinchey, who's behind bars in the high-security Portlaoise prison, has been moved to another part of the jail for his own safety. Up until last night, he'd shared a wing with members of the INLA and former IRA men. Prison officials informed him only this morning that his wife had been shot dead. A short time ago, McGlinchey's request for compassionate parole to attend his wife's funeral was turned down. It's understood the security implications of allowing him out of prison was the decisive factor.